now you.
Yeah.
Having hope. If you'd never known despair.
Listen, y'all, there's more ways to be involved in the things that we love without delusion or fall. Don't be hard-headed just so you could starve, wasting time using rap as a default job. I seen a whack-ass film that still costs at least 5 mil. Actors on the press run pretending that it ain't trash. Just tell me that you did it for a bag. And to take an hour and a half of a human being's life instead of elevate your craft. It's cool, I really understand, especially when the credits roll. I look at all the staff that get to feed they fam. I become more of an empath. Like, yeah, it was garbage and I am disappointed, but I'm happy a PA can pay their rent with disemployment. But let me get off the set and set the stage for the subject in a way more digestible to average appetites. Stop cheapening the quality of art, that'd be nice. Some souls can't be owned and will never have their price. It's so relatable when Damon Wayans was slapping whites in his imagination from anger that he had inside. And technically you're right to treat Kamala as a prize, but the first Negro vice president was Slappy White, blessed with a sense of humor to handle tragic times. What's red all over but still black and white? Not a newspaper, bloodshed for civil rights. To make a crappy life fly, you might catch a flight, but those without that benefit might have to make a sacrifice to get what they really want, a piece of the aggro crack. That's if you got the guts, cause life ain't always fair when you just wanna come up with hope and despair connected like a pair of nunchucks. Thank you.